The vibe I get is that BE is like Kim Kardashian. It has made a few well-connected black dudes very happy and done all for everyone else.
The whole process of BE, it is about de-racializing the apartheid economy. And people have got lost about the original objective of the project, which was to de-racialize the economy. People mustn't conflate that with the failures of the ANC government.
No, I think you're much more polite than I am. I know, footsack you racist kabeka bastards is what I would have said. A huge argument around the GNU is that somehow it will be good for the economy if the ANC has like white managers called the DA. We're like, can I speak to the manager was a country? Has it worked?
No, the GNU, whichever way you look at it, it's a complete disaster.
Halala, we are back for another episode of Real Problem with Chester Missing. You're watching a puppet on the internet. Remember to like and subscribe and do all that stuff because some people forget. We have an amazing guest today. It is none other than Duma Qobule, one of South Africa's top economists. How's it going, Duma?
How's it, Chester? Nice to meet you finally.
It's really exciting. I'm very excited. I've followed your work. You came wearing an ANC top, which is very honest of you. I like that.
Yeah, anyway, thank you so much for inviting me. Yeah.
It's great that you're here. Listen, you know everything there is to know about transformation. In real terms, how much has changed for people of color, black people in South Africa since 1994? Because to be honest, South Africa seems like when there's another Fast and Furious movie. It's the same shit, different year.
Yes, very little has changed since 1994. Unemployment, as you know, is very high. It's higher than it was in 1994. People don't participate in the economy. For most black people, it is the same. But if you work in the public sector, there has been transformation there and people have jobs there. But the whole process of BE, it was about de-racializing the apartheid economy. And people have got lost about the original objective of the project, which was to de-racialize the economy. So the BE policies are to de-racialize the economy. People mustn't conflate that with the failures of the ANC government because nobody in their right mind can argue that a country that had such high inequalities, racialized inequalities, that it would suddenly mend itself. That makes no sense whatsoever, yeah.
I totally agree. For the idiots, and by idiots I mean John Stiernason.
Yeah.
Why did we create BE in the first place? And can you explain why BE was essential to creating social stability and cohesion?
You know, I was listening to an interview with Saki Makozoma recently, on 702, and he says the rationale for this thing was that you couldn't have a situation after 94 where there's black people and run the politics and white people run the economy. He said this is a recipe for disaster. So the idea of BE was to de-racialize the economy so that you have some kind of equilibrium between what happens in the economy and in the political arena. So I don't understand why people find that so difficult to understand, how it has suddenly become like some kind of swear word, you know? Yeah.
That's all very nice, Uncle, all very nice. But I mean, how do politicians like their meat?
How do politicians?
Like their meat.
I get it. Yeah, they like their meat. They will always want
no,
their
No, how
meat.
Do politicians like their meat?
Help me.
Tender.
Oh, tender, yes.
That's
yes,
a tender
yes.
joke.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
yeah.
the problem. The vibe I get is that BE is like Kim Kardashian. Mm. It has made a few well-connected black dudes very happy and done all for everyone else. How is that incorrect? Because that's the thing that people say. And what you're saying is true, but what I just said is also true.
Well, okay, so now there's a lot of fake news about BEs. Some professor came out and said 1 trillion rand was given to 100 politically connected people. So if you do a basic sense check, that means 100 people got 10 billion rands each,
yeah.
Which is impossible. I have the receipts. I follow this thing from day one, and that is simply not true. So we must get out the fake news and start reporting on what actually happens. So if you look at the ownership on the JSE, the stock exchange,
yeah.
which is a proxy for the economy, according to my calculations, about 1.2%. And if you take out the most of the JSE does not relate to the South African economy. And if you take out that 80% that is non-South African, Black ownership in the, on the JSE is about 5.8% in a couple of years ago. So the majority of black ownership is broad-based ownership schemes of employees, of communities. And there was a time when it went to politically connected people like Cyril Ramaphosa, Tokyo Sekgwale, and I forget the others, yeah. But now that is no longer the case. The overwhelming majority of about 228 billion rands that is owned by black people is broad-based ownership schemes. And that I have to repeat to South Africans many times, yeah.
I love that answer. Yeah. I think it's very accurate. What would you say to these people like Elon Musk and the DA who want to cancel BEE?
You know, there are many companies that are doing this thing because they think it's good for the country. I was reading, I read annual reports. I'm a bit of a nerd sometimes.
My God.
And you read...
That sounds very erotic. Tell me your bottom line. Put me in the red harder. Yeah. Wow, you have a very sexy man there, Duma Kubule. Yeah.
Many companies are doing this. Many companies that want, they believe in this BEE. They've got many programs. You know, they've got like doing their second and the third transactions. They're not trying to game the system. They're implementing genuine programs to empower black people, you know. And are you saying, John Steenhuisen, if we cancel BEE, all the companies that have implemented all these great programs, giving bursaries to black people, training, uplifting people, you know, will that be cancelled? It makes no sense to me.
No, I think you're much more polite than I am. Yeah, Futsak, you racist, kabecha bastards, is what I would have said.
Yeah.
Well, you're much kinder than me. Listen, you alluded to it earlier, but a lot of people think that BEE is just about giving tenders to rich dude with pointy shoes who smells like News Cafe. So please educate them. What is triple BEE, broad-based black economic empowerment?
So the way it was originally, the BEE policies are mostly designed for the private sector, for them to be able to de-racialize their companies. So it's about their ownership, it's about their boards, it's about their employment, you know, employment equity, it's about skills development. How can anyone in their right mind say that spending money on skills is a bad thing for the economy? It's about enterprise and supply development, investing in black companies, providing them with opportunities in their procurement. Who in their right mind can say diversifying supply chains is bad for the economy? And it's also about socioeconomic development. Now, many of these things that we now call BEE, companies have been implementing them long before there was BEE. Like corporate social investment, diversity programs. This is I don't think we should just say. So these are things that happened long before there was a policy in 2003 and 2007. Yeah.
Broad-based makes it sound like a diet plan. Are you broad-based? Try Ozempic. It'll get rid of your broad base. Listen, today, after decades of BEE, senior management in South Africa is like 62% white. And we're just 8% of the population.
Okay.
What in the white economic empowerment is going on?
Top management in the private sector, white males, 3.5% of the economy. It's about 3.5%. 51% of positions in top management.
That's insane.
How can that be?
Insane. That is like going to the chocolate section and there's only flakes. That's all there is. And I don't understand what the problem is.
White people, including white women, just over 7% of the population, 64% of people in top management.
Of course.
Now, how is that good for the how is that good for the economy to take from that limited talent pool and you ignore African women who are the most marginalized group in the economy in South Africa? It is not good for the economy to be focusing on those few people. There might have been a time when there was a skills shortage, but now there is not skills shortage. Our bad education system, as bad as it is, it churns out more than 200,000 graduates every bloody year, you know. Yeah.
Listen, but why is this being perpetuated? Why are 64% senior management still white? When we clearly have programs, upliftment and education, why is that being perpetuated? It sounds kind of racist, Duma.
Yeah, it's basically, we have to call it what it is. Many companies are racist, you know. They don't want to, there was never, they don't want to employ black people in the positions in the private sector.
Name and shame.
Name and shame, yes.
Name and shame.
Capitec.
Yeah. You bastard, Kabeja bastards, taking money from poor black people and then not employing them in senior management. Go to hell.
Capitec, Pick and Pay. Yeah.
Oh,
these
wow.
are the least empowered company. Well, Capitec, last time
turns
I looked,
out my smart shopper card's not smart.
Last time I looked, the whole top management mostly white, you know.
No man.
In 31 years after our democracy. Yeah, and
so they just it's people who are in positions giving jobs to people who look like
other,
them,
yes,
and
yes,
acting
yes,
like, oh, I don't know how that happened. Yeah. I don't see color, so I didn't realize they were white.
Yeah.
No, that's insane. Absolutely disgusting. Do bloody better. Look, a huge argument around the GNU is that somehow it will be good for the economy if the ANC has like white managers called the DA. We're like, can I speak to the manager? Was a country. Has it worked?
No, the GNU, whichever way you look at it, it's a complete disaster. We are having now, in 2025, the third consecutive year of GDP growth less than 1%. Now, so we had GDP is not growing by more than 1%. Nothing that has happened shows that the economy is growing. There is no plan from the ANC. There's no plan from the DA, the two parties in this coalition, to get this economy growing. And I, for the life of me, don't understand. A politician, they're driven by self-interest. So you want to get votes at the next election.
Yes.
Which is the easiest
jobs.
Way.
You land of get, jobs now is the effort.
You must create
jobs.
You must create jobs for the people, grow this economy. But they're not interested in this. That one, I just don't understand. It's way beyond my pay grade. Yeah.
How much you paid? Because I want to know. I'm joking. I want to know, actually, because I don't get paid anything. I am the puppet of a white man. I feel like Ramaphosa. Listen, your article from a few days ago in Business Day, you said that South Africa needs a revolution, not a dialogue. Why are you hating on Uncle Cyril?
Didn't he
let you sit on his couch? What happened? You're giving vibes.
You know what? How can you be... Like, we've had how long? 7 years of...
Yeah,
7 years. There is still no plan to grow the economy and create jobs. And for me, that is completely unacceptable. And we have to call it out. It's not a personal issue, but this party, the ANC, has not got a plan to create jobs. 42.9% unemployment for people of all races. 47% for Africans. 51.4% for African females. We can't continue like this, Chester. We have to do something radical to get this economy growing.
Yeah, but I mean, surely the ANC had creating jobs plans. It had that like a small temporary work jobs, letting kids go work at schools as youth during lockdown. I mean, it has had something. So you're dismissing all of that?
Yes, it's what we call, public employment programs, you know. So we do have public employment programs, you know, peace jobs for the people, and we have to expand those. So according to my calculation, a few years ago, they were creating about 1.8 million work opportunities. These are part-time work opportunities, and the quality of the jobs is uneven. Some of them, some of them are good, and some of them are really bad. So we have to expand public employment. That is one of the things, the levers to get this economy growing. And I say we've got to create about, at the minimum, 5 million of these work opportunities through these public employment schemes here.
Can you explain to the stupid people what that does? Like, when that money goes into the economy and, say, in a rural area in the Eastern Cape because some little 21-year-old got job after, you know, after school or whatever, what does that do to that community?
Yeah, it stimulates the economy. When you suddenly got a payment in that economy, doing a public employment program, the presidential employment stimulus, the expanded public works program, the community works program, these are the three main public employment programs in the country. And they create opportunities for people that they spend into the economy, and it grows our economy. So government spending is not like a household, you know. Government spending has a multiplier effect in the economy. So if you spend 1 billion rands, it creates more than 1 billion rands in terms of GDP growth, yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah. So you spend it and you get lots more.
You get more than
you. What are you doing, Ramaphosa? There's the guy's got the answers. He's even wearing one of your T-shirts. It's the only way you got that. You look like you stole that T-shirt from Fikile Mbalula's holiday fashion sense. Listen, the DA's argument is that economic growth will create jobs and that BE is stopping economic growth by scaring away investment. So if black people want jobs, we must cancel the program whereby we make sure black people get jobs. That's some twisted logic. Please explain why that is a load of bullcuck in a way that someone with just a matric can understand. And I again mean John Steenhuisen.
Well, investment follows GDP growth. Nobody is going to invest in an economy that is not growing, number one. Number two, the reason there's no investment is that companies say people do not have the money to buy the things that we produce. So there is excess supply and inadequate demand. People don't have the money. So we have to put money into the pockets of people. That's why I'm a supporter of universal basic income and try to get people, you know, it must stimulate the economy. The spare capacity in this economy is more than 20% for the very long time. So we have to get more money circulating in the economy, and the money can only come from government. So if you scrap BEE in this economy that's not growing, it will not make a difference at all.
Oh. Oh, wow. So it's just going to do nothing.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Well, good luck with that, John. So listen, this is what I don't understand, right? They do argue that it does scare away investment. And with Elon Musk, who's a racist bastard, we know that. But that is an example of people saying we won't invest in the country if you have these laws that make it expenses for us to do so. How would you argue against those bastards?
Well, as I said, investment follows the growth of the economy. It follows GDP growth. That's number one. So investment, the companies invest when their customers that are going to buy the things they produce. It's not about BE. So we have to create an environment where there is demand in this economy and people will be able to invest. So I don't think that investment has got anything to do with BE because, so many companies are implementing BE voluntarily and it doesn't stop them from investment. But in terms of investment, the biggest investment strike is by the public sector, not the private sector. I repeat, the public sector investment strike. If you look at
what's an investment strike?
They've decided
that's like where you don't want to pay your car guard. That's what
No, it's when you don't want to invest in the economy. So when the government is not investing in the economy, the past 10 years, real per person public investment has collapsed by 40%.
But they can't invest, Duma. They stole all the money. Haven't you been watching?
I know. Yeah. But they've also stopped, you know, Joburg, where we live. I actually looked at the statistics for Joburg. When Mashaba became mayor, he said he had a backlog of about 170 billion rand infrastructure. Now the backlog.
I thought you were going to say hair product, but
No.
I have 170 million backlog of hair product.
So now basically the government per person investment in Jozi has collapsed by 50%.
Now,
that is why every part of Joburg is looking like a slum. What logic is that? For us to not invest
in. Why aren't they investing?
I don't know. It's like the. I don't know.
You're the one guy who should know.
No. You're literally
the cleverest guy I know.
No.
If you know, literally nobody else knows.
No. The government has stopped investing in its people. They believe that we have a budget problem. We can't invest in infrastructure. It makes no sense whatsoever because investment, according to economists the world over, they show that investment has got a very high multiplier. It creates jobs. And as the Treasury itself says, if you spend 1 million rand of investment in a construction site, it creates jobs for people whose highest qualification is matric. So it creates many jobs.
Is that another John Steenhuisen reference? Oh, thank you.
Yeah,
you can become a cabinet minister with a matric these days, Duma. I don't know why you thought construction sites are where it's at.
What Lumka Oliphant was talking about. But anyway. Yeah.
Listen, do you think we'll ever get PEE? Puppet economic empowerment. I'm asking for Ramaphosa and Johann Rupert.
I don't know. That's.
Please, can you look into it?
I'll look into it.
You're one of the cleverest guys around. Yeah. You know all the deal makers.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe go chat to those Makozuma guys. You're not writing notes.
I will. Puppet Economic Empowerment.
Thank you. I would appreciate you taking me seriously.
I will look into that, yeah.
My God, I've never had a guest just stare at me like I stole his farm.
I will definitely look into that, yeah.
Duman Kabula, you were an amazing guest. I appreciate you clarifying this. All you idiots who think that BEE is somehow against you can explain to white people who think it's racist to have affirmative action policies to give opportunities to black people why they are racist assholes. Can you clarify it in like three sentences?
We have to have redress in this economy. We have to have economic redress, and it can't just solve itself, you know, through the market system. We have to.
Why can't it? Because that's what the DA is saying will happen. If eventually you will stop being in a.
The DA is opposed to anything that will benefit black people. I just don't understand. Yeah.
Oh, wow. DA is opposed to anything that will benefit black people. You heard it. The DA is opposed to Mofire energy drink. Thank you very much, Duma Kabule. You were amazing. Make sure you like, subscribe. This was a real problem with Chester Missing. I'm out.